Monday, 28th week, Ordinary Time 1. First reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 1, verses 1 to 7. Paul, a slave of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised repeatedly to his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, the gospel about his son, descended from David according to the flesh, but established a son of God in power, according to the spirit of holiness, to resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. To him we have received the grace of apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all the Gentiles, among whom are you also, who are called to belong to Jesus Christ, to all the beloved of God in Rome, called to be holy. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 11, verses 29 to 32. While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it, except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will rise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the end of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And there is something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arrive with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah, they repented, and there is something greater than Jonah here." Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Try to listen, to study, and to proclaim the good news. There are some who were deeply in sin, but when God gave them an opportunity to repent, they conversed and yielded the remaining of their life for the glory of God. There are some from God, whom God gave so many opportunities, they did not take advantage of them. They demanded more opportunities or ropes to believe in Him. The compassionate God always gives us many chances to repent and to inherit salvation. Our duty is to take advantage of these chances. Do not ignore them, because we do not know if we will have more chances. Today's reading centers around the listening, studying, and proclaiming of the good news. In the first reading, St. Paul took advantage the opportunity Christ gave to him when he was on the way to Damascus to persecute Christians. Paul recognized God's love, grace, and mission which Christ gave to him in proclaiming the good news to the Gentiles. In the Gospel, Jesus compared his audience indifference with the zealous and sincere attitude of the Ninevites and the Queen of the South. His purpose is to remind them to take full advantage of opportunities they are having before they pay a dearly price on the last judgment day. Second analysis. First reading. The good news is important to both Paul and the Romans. First one. Paul's vocation is to preach the good news. Today report outline what Paul will expound in detail in the letter to the Romans. There are six important points. First, Paul is a Christ servant. Paul called Christ Kyrios, which means master, and called himself doulos, which means servant or slave. In the Old Testament, many leaders and prophets also called God master and called themselves servant. See Joshua chapter 1 verse 2, chapter 24 verse 29, or Amos chapter 3 verse 7, or Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 25. They were proudly to call themselves as God's servants. Second, Paul's vocation. He was called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God. In the Old Testament, many leaders and prophets also responded to God's call, such as Abraham. See Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3, Moses, Exodus chapter 3, verse 10, Isaiah chapter 6, verses 8 to 9, and Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. Paul wanted to insist that it is a God call, not what people would like to do. Third, the gospel which he promised reverently to his prophets in the Holy Scripture. Many prophets, such as Micah, Isaiah, Sophoniah, Jeremiah, etc., often announced the coming of the Messiah. Christ came to fulfill the prophets' prophecy. Fourth, Christ's incarnation. The gospel about his son descended from David according to the plan, but established as the Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness. Christ is both the Son of God and the Son of Man. Fifth, Christ's resurrection is the center of God's new good news, which St. Paul proclaimed. If Christ did not resurrect, our faith will be useless. Because he resurrected, we hope to be a reason with him. Six, the good news of salvation is announced to the Gentiles. To him we have received the grace of apostleship, to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all the Gentiles. Paul did not understand this point when he persecuted Christians on the way to Damascus. But Christ had revealed this plan and chosen him to be the apostle of the Gentiles. Second point. Salvation is also for the Romans, among whom are Jews also, who are called to belong to Jesus Christ, to all the beloved of God in Rome, called to be holy, grace to Jews and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Rome is the community which was not established by Paul, but had a very important position for the early church. For New Rome will be the center of the church, and Christ foretold that he will be his witness in Rome. Second, the gospel. Christ's wisdom is more than Solomon's and had more weight than Jonah. Third point. Jonah is the sign for the Ninevites. Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it, except the sign of Jonah." Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. According to the book of Jonah, when God commanded him to preach repentance to the Ninevites the first time, he refused to do so. And instead, he bought a ticket to Tarsus to avoid God. During his journey on a ship, God called a fierce storm, and Jonah knew the reason for this war himself. So he asked the captain and sailor to throw him to the sea. God called a whale to swallow him, and he stayed in the fish belly for 3 days before the fish came to a coast and vomited him out. Based on this story, Jesus wanted to say to his audience that he will only give this evil generation a big sigh at Jonah's sight. That is, he will stay in the tomb for 3 days and resurrect gloriously on the third day. After Jonah came out of the fish belly, Jesus commanded him to preach repentance to the Ninevites the second time. He reluctantly did so because he hated them. They are the Israelites' enemies, and he did not want them to be saved. When he preached to them only once, the whole city, from the king to his people, repented and proclaimed a fast to pray to God. Because of this result, Jesus declared to his audience, "At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arrive with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah they repented, and there is something greater than Jonah here." Jesus gave his generation so many opportunities to believe in him, but they refused to do so. Thus, the one who will accuse them on the last day is not him, but the Ninevites, because God only gave them one opportunity and they believed in him. Second point. Solomon is the sign for the Queen of the South. According to the Book of Wisdom, when the Queen of the South heard about the famous wisdom of King Solomon, she set out for a long journey and brought with her many gifts so that she could hear and witness some of his wisdom. Jesus himself is God's wisdom, by which Solomon's wisdom came from, standing before them and revealing to them God's wisdom, but they ignored him. Because of this, Jesus said to his audience, "At the judgment, the Queen of the South will ride with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the end of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and there is something greater than Solomon here. Application in life. We should take opportunities when they come to learn and to practice what God commands. When opportunities pass, we do not know if we will have more opportunities. Moreover, happiness is to know God and to practice what He teaches. Why don't we do that to be happy as soon as possible? We must spend time to learn Scripture to know God's wisdom. Scripture has power to bring happiness and salvation to our life. Amen.